Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by the interim general manager for the Tuolumne Utilities District, Dave Andrus, as well as TUD's district engineer, Eric Johnson. Mr. Andrus, during as we ended the last segment, Eric Johnson was talking a little bit about consolidating the water treatment plants. Before I move on to other topics, anything you'd like to add in regards to that topic and potential benefits?
Well, I just want to make sure the public knows that, you know, there are tremendously high costs in the water industry due to mandated regulations, particularly for water quality testing. And for example, currently we spend about $15,000 a month testing our 11 separate water treatment plants, where if those were consolidated, those costs would be reduced by at least two-thirds. So changes that we can make in the system to make it more efficient end up resulting in lower costs for our customers. And that's really what our ultimate goal is to be as efficient as possible and reduce our cost so that we can get focused on some other issues in the district, like rebuilding infrastructure.
And Eric Johnson, what are some of the other projects that TUD has going?
Well, one of the other sort of high-level projects is we did receive some state funding to investigate, evaluate some improvements to the regional wastewater treatment plant. That facility was constructed in the 1970s, and unlike the water system, we're fortunate the wastewater system was regionalized. It was consolidated, and we've received some good use out of our treatment facility there, but it really is time to look at doing some upgrades. When you look at the loading to the plant, although flows are down, we used to be at about 1.7 million gallons a day, and then 2014 and on with water conservation, we've dropped. We're more like 1.4 million gallons a day, which is actually pretty substantial in terms of percent drop. You know, that's not all that the treatment plant has to contend with is flow. We've actually have the same service population, and we've concentrated those pollutants. And in addition to that, we operate a septage receiving facility that serves Calaveras County as well as Tuolumne County. And you look at the number of RVs and campers, recreationalists that come and frequent the area, in addition to tightening regulations for on-site sewer septic systems and maintenance plans that increase the frequency of pumping out septic tanks. And when you really step back, you realize our treatment plant is taking on quite a bit more pollutant load than it did and what it was actually designed for in the 70s. And so our board's going to be hearing presentations coming up about that. And we do have some cost estimates that we've prepared. And we will also be looking to phase that and look for some financial assistance for that project. Another quick project, one that's actual construction, which is always nice, is the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors fortunately decided TUD would be one of the recipients for a community development block grant to replace an old water storage reservoir above Jamestown. We're building a new 1 million gallon tank there. Construction started this week. And so I want to thank Tuolumne County for that. And that's completely grant funded, so no additional cost to our ratepayers for that. We also have the Columbia Ditch Hazard Tree Project. The district's removed approximately 3,600, 3,700 hazard trees over the last couple of years. And the next phase really is to move down the ridge line. Columbia Ditch runs along the Big Hill Ridge, and our contractors have started work on that. That's a great value to protect the ditch system. And then lastly, we have a couple other projects I just want to update the public on. Phoenix Lake, you've probably heard much about that project over the last few years. Our board adopted the CEQA document for that late last year. We cleared that hurdle, and now we are on to securing three primary permits from three different agencies: the Regional Board, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and California Fish and Wildlife Service. Once we get those permits, we can go out to bid with this project. We hope to have them by the end of the year, and hopefully people will see some activity around the lake next summer. But this summer, we're in that permit acquisition phase, and there's a little bit of unknown there, but we feel pretty good. All the applications have been submitted, and they're under review right now.
Remind us, what's all going to take place out at Phoenix Lake and the benefits of that project?
Thanks. I should have started with that. For those of you that don't know, Phoenix Lake is the water supply reservoir for Sonora. It's located off Phoenix Lake Road. The reservoir has experienced quite a diminishment in storage capacity due to sedimentation. It was in the neighborhood of 850 acre feet. It's now more like 600 acre feet. The project will involve dredging, removing, establishing some berms and some improvements in the water circulation, the depth of the reservoir to increase storage capacity, but also improve water quality.
Then you mentioned that Columbia Ditch Project. Is when it comes to tree removal, I know that's been a big topic with TUD and other agencies around Tuolumne County. Tree removal, is it pretty much getting under control, or there's still a lot of other projects to kind of plan on the horizon?
You know, I think that we take it as it comes, really. When we put these projects out to bid, we anticipate there will be more trees added in the process because we are discovering more and more as they come. I feel like the district's doing a pretty good job getting a handle on it. With that said, you know, with warm temperatures in the winter and a lower rainfall, I think you could get a flare-up at any time. But you know, we have a linear feature, and so there's only so many trees. It isn't like Tuolumne County where, you know, they have thousands of miles of roads that they've got to kind of contend with. We have a finite number of miles of ditch, and so we're constantly walking those, and we have a consultant, you know, an arborist also doing some of that work. So I think we're doing a pretty good job as best as we can. 75% of it is grant-funded, so we're managing the cost to our ratepayers.
We're approaching the heat of July. We've already had quite a few very hot days here in the Mother Lode. When you look at water supply right now, you know, how are things holding up for the district in the as we head towards the middle of the summer?
The water supply is favorable. It wasn't a great winter last year. We received 24 inches of rain, and our average is 32. But the metric or the signal for us is really when the end of spill occurs, primarily at Lyons. Once the end of spill occurs, we've got a captive volume of water we need to survive on essentially through Labor Day and then even into the beginning of winter, because sometimes rainfall doesn't return until later, or we have dry spells in January and that type of thing. But right now, the end of spill occurred actually Monday, June 18th. So it wasn't a real early or a real late. We would have loved to have another week or two, but with the water supply we have and the fact that our customers still are conserving, it seems like their patterns have hardened, their water use patterns, and that's a good thing. That will help us meet our water conservation goals going forward. But right now, there's no concern with water supply.
Very good. So no conservation measures in the works or anything like that?
No.
Anything additional? Again, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking water on this weekend's Mother Lode Views with a pair of guests from the Tuolumne Utilities District. We're joined in studio by the district engineer, Eric Johnson, as well as the interim general manager, Dave Andrus, getting up to speed on everything TUD. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Mother Lode Views, we'll be joined in studio by Bill Pooley. He is the incoming Tuolumne County Sheriff. We'll talk to him about law enforcement in Tuolumne County and his goals and vision moving forward. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.